Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Now, back to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
A couple things happened during that break that were actually cool, and then some bad things. I'm trying to remember the cool one now. Well, Nick Hoff's here. He's been here the whole time, so that's okay. That. Nick Hoff, funnybonomaha.com. Oh, I found out one of my cousins is a bigot on Facebook, so I love Facebook. Didn't really surprise me. There was something else we were talking about, too. Oh, I know I did.
Should actually be a good thing, don't you think? That Facebook is exposing people?
Yeah, in a way it is, except I don't mind.
Are you just sad that you found out?
Well, it's sad because you can pick friends, you can't pick family.
Yeah, but you can.
And so when I see friends.
You can ignore them.
Oh, I am going to. Okay. I probably won't see him anyway. I'll be home in 3 weeks. I won't see him.
Especially a cousin. You could ignore a cousin.
Yeah, I understand that. But this is the kind of a cousin that I grew up with. He's a couple years older than me that I kind of liked as a kid. We were younger. He always looked up to the guy. He was really cool rock and roll dude from the late, we know who we are, obviously. Yeah. So he just turned into this small town bigot, and I just hate it.
Has anybody found out on Facebook that...
It's a Muslim thing,
yeah,
too. Who invited them anyway?
Yeah.
That was a line.
I never knew my cousin was such a great guy. I've never heard that. Everybody's disappointed about stuff they read on Facebook. They never find out great things about that, it.
Well, you know what? I do notice if with Facebook, with acquaintances I haven't seen in years, or old friends that back east for old friends that might still be there, might be somewhere else. When I find out that they're not bigots, then I'm really happy.
Yeah.
I'm happy when I find an open-minded person on Facebook that I know. Oh, I always thought that guy was cool. But it's just as depressing thinking you know somebody and you realize, they shared a bigoted post, you know? And I mean bigoted. You know, hating all Muslims to me is bigoted, you know? So that bummed me out. But what made me happy was Petey, who's was afraid to look at the guys masturbating two dudes in the shower. He was afraid to look at that?
Yeah.
So I had it ready to go on my phone, and he was walking out the door. And I said, hey, Petey. Got to show you this. Check this out. I go, what? I say, cool, look at this. I held the video up right to his face. I did the Nick, too, but he didn't turn away. Because you're not homophobic. You just saw us and asked, who's just stupid?
No, I probably didn't need you to send me the video.
All right, well, the fishing must be slow.
Uh-oh.
Because Larry the Cable Guy is checking in.
Hey.
It's time from, first of all, how you been? Haven't talked to you in a while.
Been doing good, you know. So here's how it goes. So they go, hey, let's go out to Spooner Lake. I'm up in the Northwoods of Wisconsin.
Yes, you are.
Okay.
We caught 40 of them out here yesterday.
Yes.
I mean,
40?
We're going to get these, where would we be at? Perch, right?
Yeah.
We have 40 perch yesterday. We'll get enough for fish fry. We'll come home. Ladies, we'll make clean fish, have fish. Wow, 40. Well, let's go out to Spooner Lake. So we get up 5 o'clock this morning, get ready to go. And this is what always happens when you, and then you, and then you're with the people that say, oh, I got 40. I don't know what's going on. We were all over them.
Tyler doesn't fish much, but that's.
But I can understand.
That's what always happens. The fishing was always better the day before.
They
must have switched off or something. We were kicking ass yesterday.
Oh, yesterday they were just jumping in the boat by themselves. Get ready to you know, today they're all at the town meeting underwater or something.
Larry the Cable Guy with us. Nick Hoff is the opening act for Larry and of course, Foxworthy on their tour. Larry, Nick told us about this new thing you got going on that I'm actually really excited about. What are you calling this, the backyard barbecue or what?
Backyard barbecue. First of all, Nick Hoff is he's my opening act out on the road, and he opens for Jeff and I.
Yeah.
Nick will be opening on the barbecues. Grandpa just caught a fish. finally, somebody caught some. Hey, it's a shoe. Nice. Nice. Hey, by God, it's an Air Jordan. That's a good deal.
Are you still? You're on the boat. You are on the boat right now, aren't you?
I'm on the boat right now.
Oh, that's cool.
So, so we're doing these backyard barbecues. We wanted to do something different. We wanted to do comedy music, so we're doing about 14 backyard barbecues. It's me, Jeff, Marshall Tucker Band, and Fallgas.
You know, Larry, I'm a big Fallgas freak. I know most of them are dead now, but it's just so cool that you're picking out these cool old classic rock bands. Marshall Tucker's great. I love Marshall Tucker. You said Eddie Money, too, right?
And Eddie Money's going. He's going to do 2 dates where Fallgas already had something going on. So he's going to do the 2 Texas dates.
You just said Fallgas had something going on. I love that.
Wow.
I know.
The structure is.
I'd go to that show.
Is it set up?
They had that birthday party they had to go to.
a birthday party.
Molly Hatchet. You know,
I love Molly Hatchet. I know the lead singer, Molly Hatchet. He's an old friend of mine.
Were they not available?
But, well, no, I had a big party, up here for 4th of July, and we were going to get some Hampshire tribute band to play, but they were too expensive, so we just got Molly Hatchet.
The Molly Hatchet tribute band was more expensive than Molly Hatchet. That might be true.
Well, the thing is, I work with Molly Hatchet, and I know that guy, too. He runs a lawn maintenance
Florida. He used to.
And he comes back and he collects like 30% of the band now. It's not the only real member is the original third replacement drummer.
Yeah, I know. They're old school.
So when they go out, they got to pay the original guy like 30% when they go out on the road. But those bands are great. I mean, that's good music. Marshall Tucker, of course, he said that a lot of their guys.
Yeah, they do. The lead singer still. I love Marshall. They're all great bands. I think it's a great idea. So is it Nick Hoff, then Fallgas, then what happens? You guys?
Yeah,
what?
Nick told us it was comedy, band. Is that how it works?
We haven't figured it out yet. I think it's going to be something like that. I think I'll probably Jeff go up, and then Marshall Tucker go up, and then I'll go up, and Fallgas go up. And then I'm trying to learn how to play drums, so I'm going to try to play Fool for the City.
Oh, my God, man.
On drums.
I would just love to play Fool for the City on drums.
I'm telling you, I'm doing my best to learn it, so we'll see.
Oh, cool, man.
I got a question for you.
It'll be a good time, Nick, we're buddies, and Nick and I, when we're out on the road together, we like to go up to the men's warehouse and fart in the suits.
It's pretty much all we do from city to city.
It's a good time. His baby, did he tell you his little baby fell in the toilet the other day, and he had him sleeping in a bag of rice this morning.
Got him all fixed up.
That's a good idea.
All right, he's writing the trying his jokes out. All right, I like that. But I like both of those. I like both of those so far.
That's a boat joke.
It's a boat joke.
Yeah,
Larry the Cable Guy, jokes from the boat.
The new segment.
All right, Larry is the wealthiest guy that I'm close to. Mm-hmm. I've always been curious about this. Since you're a real red-blooded American, you now own property in all 50 states.
Mm-hmm. 50 of them.
I've been shut out fishing in 48 of them.
Yeah, there you go.
So do you have people that watch the place when you can't be there? Because obviously you can't be at all.
Of course I do.
All 50 places at once.
Yeah, of course I do. Today with the internet and stuff, and you got to tell people, I've always got somebody at my place. No doubt about that. I pay my mother-in-law and her husband to watch the place, so they stay up here at this, and then when I'm gone, I got a couple of folks that stay at my house in Nebraska, so I got all bases covered. I always got somebody watching and taking care of everything.
Yeah, because we're willing to watch the Scottsdale property.
Yeah, that's the one I want to watch.
Any particular winter, you need a babysitter for that place. So
well, I tell you what, it's pretty out there.
Yeah, it is, man.
It is pretty, no doubt about it.
So you taking some time off right now? You're not on the road right now at all?
No, you know what? I took a bunch of time off, and then I'm going to start up in, with Jeff, and I've got a few other things. But I just kind of slowing down. You know, my kids are 9 and 10, and yeah. I want to enjoy my kids. And I don't, you know, I turned down a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
And just kind of this time, you know, I like to go out in January, February, March, and April.
Yeah.
Because it's cool here, and mm-hmm. kind of like working out in the West when it's and down in Florida and in the West. And so then pretty much do some other projects in the summer and the fall like I'm doing now.
Nick Hoff is opening act. Later, the couple guys opening act is headlining the Funny Bone this weekend. He's with us this morning. Very funny dude. We saw Nick a couple years ago with the Foxworthy Show. How'd you pick out Nick, by the way? He told me, but I want to hear from you.
Well, when Reno was my opening act forever.
Right.
Yeah, Reno Collier, and then it's time for Reno. I love Reno to death, obviously, but Reno been with me 10 years. It's time to shake the show up. So right. Reno went out and started doing his own stuff, and I was looking for a new opening act, and my manager, Maggie, said, "Hey, I got a guy. How about this guy, Nick Hoff? He's really funny. I think you like him." And I go, "Man, I never heard of Nick." She goes, "Well, he's from Nebraska. He's from
Hastings."
Yeah. Hastings. And I go, "Get out of here, really?" And then she said, "Yeah." I said, "Well, shoot, yeah, I'll take him. Let me look at him first."
Hear him first. That was just from Hastings makes him funny, for sure. You know, you had to see him.
Well, I wanted to do it just because he's from Nebraska.
Right.
Yeah. But, you don't want him to go up there and have him suck. So I went online, and he had me going within the first couple of minutes, so I called Maggie. I said, "Man, this guy's great. I'll take you, man."
Man.
He's been great, man. And the thing I hate about Nick, and I'll be honest, we'll get done doing a show, and they'll go, "Hey, Larry, your opening act was fantastic. Nick Hoff, blah, blah, blah." They'll say something about Nick, and they'll go, "You're good, too." So it was one of those deals. But yeah, Nick's fantastic, and he's a good looking. That's the thing that I hate about him too. He's good looking. He's one of those good looking comedians.
We're gonna get you fired here, Nick.
I got my TV shirt on too today.
Yeah, you do have your TV shirt on
all
today.
All buttoned up.
Yeah, but you're right.
Yeah,
tell Larry he's a very handsome man.
You're handsome as well.
You're good looking too.
Handsome man. We have that love relationship.
You know what? Back in the day, I was something. Okay, back in the day, I was something. Now I'm just.
I look like
the dad, what was his name from Urban Cowboy? That
Bud. Bud was
He was at his toothpick and he said, "What did she say? What are y'all gonna do?" And he goes, "I think I'm gonna run Bud up to Gilly's." I look like that guy.
Yeah, I know. First of all, it's one of my favorite movies of all time, Urban Cowboy. You're right, you do look like the dad. No, you don't.
We've known you for a long time. We go so far back. With Larry the Cable Guy, we knew him when he was a real piece of ass.
Yeah, exactly.
That's right. I was something, boys. I was something. Fighting them off. Just like
Cars 3 is in theaters now, by the way. I forgot to mention that.
You gotta keep paying the bills. That movie was fun. You know, I had a smaller part in it because, they got that theme park and they got to keep it fresh. But I will say, all the Mater's parts in Cars 3 were in important spots, and they were really funny, so I was happy with it.
All right, cool. I was wondering why you weren't in as much. What theme park?
Disney.
Cars Land.
Oh, Cars Land.
Cars Land.
Oh,
okay,
got that. All right.
Yeah, Cars Land. And then it's cool in Cars Land because you go to Cars Land. This is the coolest. You go to Cars Land, and Mater voices almost all of Cars Land.
Oh, I got it.
Okay. So you walk in Cars Land, and it's just really cool. You have Mater moving around in McQueen, so it's pretty neat. So, it's all people go, "You think there'll be a Cars 4?" And I'm like, "I hope so."
Yeah. Right. I got to pay my mother-in-law to sit here.
All right. Do the kids like it, or do they get enough?
They do. They love it. They love the last movie. But I say it was funny. I'm out there doing press, and I'm hanging out there. Owen Wilson and I are walking into another room, and Owen goes, "You think there'll be?" I can't do his voice, but "I think there'll be a Cars 4. I go, "I don't know, Owen. I hope so." He goes, "Yeah, me too."
I can hear him saying that.
Yes.
All right. We appreciate you calling from the boat, buddy. Let's call again when you're back in the town sometime.
It's going to switch on any minute now. You'll have 50 perch by the end of the show.
That's right.
Let me tell you something. If I catch something before you're off there, I'm going to call you and let you know. But as of right now, it's pretty dry.
Okay, we got about an hour and a half left on the show. So
if you
just
bring
call
something
back
into the boat.
I'm done.
All right, you catch another one, call back.
I'm going to call you every time I catch them. I'm going to call you.
Okay, do that.
We do. We need the Spooner Lake fishing report.
All right. Thank you, brother.
That's right. Hey, go see Nick. He will not be sorry that you saw it, because he's a warm, funny dude.
He's hilarious, and you're pretty good yourself. All right. Thank you, bud.
And handsome.
Larry the Cable Guy.
I think one reason they got rid of Reno is because, remember the Only in America? The Bigfoot thing, where they found out he was 99% not
human. That's right. That's right.
Now, scientists at Texas A&M determined that his scream was 99% not human.
Not going with him anymore.
Not at all.
Nope. So.
Nick Hoff, FunnyBoneOmaha.com. Two shows tonight, two tomorrow, and recording an album tomorrow, right?
Yeah, come out. It'd be great to have laughs on my album. I would really appreciate more than one laugh.
Two of the funniest people.
Just one guy.
That's
just
great.
That was all right. Thanks, Dad.
Two of the funniest people in America from Hastings, Nebraska.
Well, who's the second one?
Nick and Tom Osborne.
Tom Osborne's hilarious on the sidelines. Remember his antics?
God, yeah, he kills.
I don't want to hammer the legend, but he's not funny.
Same high school as him.
Did you really?
They just had these giant posters.
He was older
posters,
than you, though, right?
Just a couple of years. Yeah. But they just had these giant posters on the main room landing, and you just knew, no matter what you did, you were never going to take those posters down.
Never from there.
Like, no. He was the best that would ever go. I could cure cancer, and they'd be like, three national championships.
Yeah. You ain't going.
We're not dethroning him.
Yeah, two and a half, by the way. Craig?
Two and a half.
Yes, two and a half.
You're not giving it?
No, man. It's two and a half. I'm taking away from Michigan. Michigan got a half of that, too.
They had a good year that year.
That's right.
It's National Macaroni Day.
Yay.
So make some art and give it to your kids dad or mom and dad or something.
Yeah. Does it have to be with cheese?
You can make macaroni art without cheese.
Yeah, don't use the cheese for the art. Hang on your wall and just gross out.
Yeah, it kind of spoils.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we've already mentioned Take a Walk Day with your daughter. It's Macaroni Day. People are running with the bulls today.
We're kind of running out of days.
We're not running out of days.
I mean, those days are just kind of weird, man.
Well, yeah, not the running with the bulls, though.
Right, that's pretty cool.
Do we have a full count of the Gorings? Because my over-under was 3.
Well, it's still going on. It goes on for like 10 days, doesn't it?
It's not 3.5 or 2.5, your over-under?
No, just today.
Oh, there was 3 today.
Yeah,
well, so far, a few hours ago, there was 3 today.
They just run the bulls once, right?
Or
they do it throughout the day.
It's two or three days.
Yeah, it goes on for a few days.
At least, yeah.
No, just once a day.
It might be one a day. I'm not sure.
Yeah, I thought they did it in the morning. I'm not sure. I've never been.
I don't know.
I know they used to show it on ESPN, which I'd probably rather see than NBA coverage.
Yeah, but I'm guessing with the whole, you'll see highlights, but I don't think you'll see it just covered.
I don't think you even see highlights anymore because there's...
No, I did yesterday.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. It's too much NBA free agency stuff to talk about.
Too, yeah.
Yeah, it looks like you're right, Todd. It looks like they run them once every morning at 8 o'clock. Yeah.
Okay, that's
like
10
days, right?
Well,
I don't want to do it. Don't count on the air.
Looks about 7. About 7 days.
Give me something, Craig. Take us out with it.
Oh, not quite. But you do have the next 60 days if you want to go get your stuff from the Trump Taj Mahal Hotel and Casino.
Yeah, I don't want anything from there.
Really?
Well,
furniture, art, blackjack tables.
Blackjack table would be cool to have.
$1,200 lamp, a $38 chair.
No, don't care.
TV set for $50.
Probably a tube TV for crying out loud.
$7,500 chandeliers.
I always thought when hotels were remodeling or something like that, they should run a special where you get to do the rock star thing and you pay a little extra and you get to throw the TV out. Like, just let people demo it.
You and Cable Guy and Fox really don't do that? Don't trash
every
your hotel room?
Time. Every time. That's the first thing we do. We grab the TV, we throw it out the window, we try and get the couch through every single place.
I heard no one was better at it than Van Halen, so you're trying to top Van Halen?
We're going to get right above him.
Ultimate goal?
That Foxworthy Cable Guy tour, they destroyed 4 hotel rooms last night. Just the bathrooms, though. Yeah,
Just blowing up the toilets.
Going back.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.